4, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Unvaccinated students in Jefferson County who want to do sports and other school activities have to start COVID testing this week. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The county health department issued the public health order 3 weeks ago. It says unvaccinated students need to be tested to help limit the spread of COVID and keep kids in school. Several parents spoke against the mandate at a school board meeting last week. Susan Miller-Yule is a Lakewood parent of a student athlete.
Why are unvaccinated student athletes being singled out when we know vaccinated people can test positive for COVID?
Unvaccinated staff also have to be tested weekly. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Making Colorado's transportation more climate-friendly could have economic benefits, too. CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
The state is considering changing how transportation planning works to account for its climate impacts. That could mean expanding fewer highways and adding more transit service, bike lanes, and better sidewalks. A new state analysis says such changes could lead to shifts in how people move. Less driving would mean less spending on personal vehicles and fewer car crashes, for example. All that could add up to a $40 billion benefit by 2050. But these are all hypothetical for now. The State Transportation Commission will take up the policy proposal this fall. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
More students will soon gain access to free menstrual hygiene products while at school. A new state grant program to help schools provide free tampons and pads begins this week. The State Department of Education will distribute $100,000 as grants to schools with high numbers of low-income students. Colorado Congressman Ken Buck is urging President Biden to expand his plans to address a national housing shortage to rural communities. Buck's district covers the state's eastern plains, and he says housing is a top issue for residents. The White House issued regulatory changes last week meant to boost construction and make it easier for first-time homebuyers. Across Colorado, it's warm today and getting warmer tomorrow with smoky air hanging over the state. This is CPR News.